So, we're in first Shabbat Brachos. So, we've touched on this topic already earlier, and that is the use of Shabbos as Panim Chadashos for Shabbat Brachos. So, the core idea that Shabbos works comes from a Midrash that I can't find in any of our classic bodies of Midrashim. I have to admit that I didn't look this time around, but the last time I gave a shiur on this a few years ago, I looked pretty heavily and couldn't find it then, other than when those who comment on this practice of counting Shabbos all mention it, and we'll see it. We'll see the Taz's quote of it. But the Midrash says that when Adam experiences Shabbos, Shabbos is identified as Panim Chadashos. Panim Chadashos, Ba'ulakan, and that Adam then sings Shira. Everybody in this discussion quotes that Midrash. And so, if you take a look at Source Aleph, you see the line on the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh omrim she'enam nikraim panam chadashos elam kenehim b'nei adam shemarbim b'shvilam. As we've talked about, the panam chadashos are people for whom we add meaning food, however we take that. V'yesh omrim d'shabas v'yom tov rishon v'sheni havik panam chadashos b'seudas halayla v'shachris. And some say no. Now, you could count Shabbos too. And even Yom Tov Rishon and even Yom Tov Sheni will count as Panim Chadashos in the evening and again in the morning. But it doesn't count for Shabbos. And so the minhag has spread. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch, the language of the Torah as well. The Rama writes, we do it at Shalosh Shudas as well. But not because Shabbos is Panim Chadashos at that point, rather it's Efshem Mishum Divagil Lavo Panim Chadashos, because you usually get new people. We'll talk about Shalosh Shudas. But the Rama says either because you get new people, or because V'yeshamer Mitam Divagil and Lidrosh, they give a drasha then. But drasha Havik Panim Chadashos, and that will count. So the idea of counting Shabbos as your Panim Chadashos makes sense, aside from calling Shabbos Panim Chadashos in some mystical way. It makes sense because you increase your Su'uda, right? And you increase your Simcha, right? And Shabbos doesn't have a mitzvah of Simcha the way that Yom Tov does. But nonetheless, the idea of added Su'uda and added Simcha is logical. Rav Moshe adds a thought, though, in his Dibros Moshe to Ksuvos, it's Ches Hey, is where he does this. He says, the goal of Panim Chadashos really is to increase the joy of the Chasan and Kalav. Right? I brought you the excerpt from the Ran, which we've seen before in Source Beis, because of Hashem Rabbeinu Tamzal, the Ay Panim Chadashos, Hanu Shesmechem Alav Bnei Achupa, which Rav Moshe takes to mean the Chasan and Kalav, even though we saw last week that Bnei Achupa could mean the people who are there. So Rav Moshe says, the goal of having Panim Chadashos is to make them glad. You have to think to yourself, remember, we talk about two different reasons for why we say Shabbat Brachos. Is it because of the people, the joy of the people who are present, or is it because of the obligation of the new people who haven't said the Brachos for them? But leaving that on the side, Rav Moshe says the goal of Panim Chadashos is to make them happy. Why? So this is Rav Moshe's Chiddush. He says, on their own, the Chasan and Kala would only have joy for the day of the Chuppah, left to their own devices. Each day, someone has to renew their status as Chasan and Kala by bringing them new joy. And he ties this to the fact that we said that Shabbat Brachos can't go beyond 7 days, right? If it's an Alman and Almana, then it's 1 day. If it's a Bachur, getting married for the first time with an Almana, it's 7 days. So I might have expected that if it's a Bachur and a Basula, then the first marriage for both of them, you should go even beyond 7 days. Right? It should be 14 days or whatever it's going to be. But you're going from one where they both been married before to seven where it's the first marriage for one of them. And then you're still at seven. Why is that? Why don't I go beyond? So he says, because it's tied to the title of Chasan and Kala. And the title of Chasan and Kala does not extend past the week. I don't believe he explains why Chasan and Kala can't extend past the week. But he says that's the idea, is there is this term during which they can be identified as Chasan and Kala as long as someone brings them new joy, and that's a 7 day period. So the Panim Chadashos renew their status each time. And then he applies this idea to Shabbos. He points to the Gemara in Zvach and Tzadi Aleph, which I brought you here in Source Gimel. It's Tzadi Amid Beis and Tzadi Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara there is talking about the order of things for Karbanos. And we know the principle of Tadir V'Sheino Tadir or Tadir Kodein, that which is more frequent is first. And we also know the principle that if you have something that is more Mekudosh, it's first. If you have something that is more sanctified, it also goes first. So the question that Gemara asks, is a famous question, is what do you do if you have two items to do, two things to take care of, two karbanos to bring, and one of them is more tadir, but the other one is more mekudosh. So let's say, Shabbos, Yom Tov, you have a karban tamid to bring in the morning, but on the other hand, you have the karbanos of the Yom Tov, or the Shabbos, which are mekudosh. So which one is going to come first? That's the Gemara's question. Ibayalu, tadir umekudosh eze mehem kodem. What should go first? Tadir kodem mishum de tadir. On the one hand, you'll say that which is more frequent should go first. Odom umekudosh kodem de kadesh. Or maybe not. Maybe we should go with the one that is holier. Did you get the email from Josh Flew with the Purim Torah? I don't know if he sent it to his whole address, but he sent out a Purim Torah that he had done, a Maseches driving or something along those lines. So I looked at the first Mishnah that he had there, and he talked about that on the road, whether the car that's more Makudosh goes first. But in any case, I went to there last night. So he says, Tashma, come and hear, Tmidin Kodmin Lemusafin. We learned that the carbon Tamid goes before the carbon Musaf. And even though the Musaf is more Kodesh, so doesn't that prove that we would go with Tadir? To which the Gemara says, not necessarily. You think Shabbos doesn't affect the Karban Tamid also? In other words, the Karban Tamid is not the same thing every day. The Karban Tamid of a Tuesday is the same as the Karban Tamid of a Shabbos, which is the same as the Karban Tamid of Rosh Hashanah. Rather, when Shabbos comes along, everything that happens that day is now Shabbos. We don't view it as a weekday activity that happens to be taking place on Shabbos, but now this is a Shabbos Karban Tamid. Even though we do the Karban Tamid the same way we always did, nonetheless, it now is called Shabbos. I think the Shira is different. The song is supposed to be different, right? Remember the Gemara in Beitza that talks about how they had a problem when they didn't know if the day was supposed to be the 30th of Elul or the 1st of Tishrei, and then this Kalkulu Alavi and Bashir, so it seems there that the Shir is different even for the Karban Tamid, not just for the Karbanos of the special day. So there is a special Shir, and he says this Karban Tamid is known as the Karban Tamid of Shabbos. You know what it's like? It's like the discussion we have for Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Do I view I view the day as being fundamentally different? It's not a Shabbos, and it's not a Rosh Chodesh. It's a brand new Bria. It's something that's entirely different, which has practical ramifications as well.
The Tamid still goes first, right?
So the Tamid is going to go first, but he's saying the Tamid is going first not because it's Tadir. It's because the Tamid is Tadir and Mekudosh. That's the idea of the Gemara there. So Moshe uses that to say the same thing is true for the Chasen and the Kala. The Chasen and Kala are now a Shabbos Chasen and Kala. They have greater status for that reason, and that's why you're going to say Shabbat Brachos for them. But at the same time, he can't deny the fact that we only say it for Friday night and Shabbos morning. We're not using this for Shalosh Shabbos. Even the extension to the second meal is an interesting thing. The Shulchan Aruch said explicitly that it includes Shabbos Shacharis, which was the second meal. So why should that be? So the Taz says if you take a look at source Dalid, the Shabbos v'Yom Tov, he quotes that medrash, that elusive medrash. De'isa b'medrash mizmor shir le'ma Shabbos. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu panam chadashos balekan. Right? That Adam says mizmor shir le'ma Shabbos, and Hashem calls it panam chadashos. So whether it's him saying shira or not, in any case. So u'b'shachris b'shavas mevarach gam kein, and you also do it for the second meal. Kaven the kavod yom adif milayla, because the kavod of the day is greater than the kavod of the night, which is a general principle in Hilchos Shabbos. If you have better food that you can use at one of the meals, you're supposed to use it for the Shabbos daytime meal. And the post can discuss why that is. I think the Aruch HaShulchan brings a simple idea that in general people make their big meals during the day, as opposed to night. It's a North American thing that dinner is the biggest meal. In Europe, the biggest meal is lunch. So may go back to the farming and agriculture. I don't know, but in any case, the point is that that would be the normal time to make a nicer meal. And then there are all sorts of sod level explanations, mystical explanations for the day versus the night and the character of the night, the feminine, the day, the masculine, and all these other things. But the point is, he says, you're making the bracha then because the kavod of day is better. The Taz says. And he says, Busuda Shlishis, on the other hand, and you get the Shalashudas, Ein Sham Ilui. There is no elevation to that. Visu, the Ikalamanda Amar Diyotse Bimine Tagima. Some say you can fulfill Shalashudas by having fruit. So you're not going to make Shavuot brachas on that. That's the explanation of the Taz, that the Kavod Yom is what does it. What exactly, though? Because in his mind, what that means is you're elevating them to chasan kala status. What has to happen to them is they have to have this greater level, which they do because Shabbos has done that for them.
And for this, it's in the Shabbos meal is higher. So,
the right, so the truth is, I have two different ways to explain the Taz. I could explain the Taz to mean the second Seuda is still Panim Chadashos because the second Seuda has the greater Kavod, even than the night. So the night had Kavod, and then the day is even greater Kavod. It makes them more Chasan Kal, if I take Ramosha's approach. Or whether it's because he's saying, your meal is going to be a better meal. Which is what it sounds like to me, because then he writes explicitly it doesn't extend to Shalashudas, because Shalashudas doesn't have the nice food.
There's no point you have to make. Interesting, you're not making the better meal for the Chasan Kala, you're making it for the Chasan guest. Here the Chasan guest is the Shabbos.
Here the Chasan guest is the Shabbos. Well, we're not even viewing it as a guest. I don't think we're calling it a guest. I think that's a nice anthropomorphism, but I don't
You're going back to the tradition, why does it help them make nicer? Well, you said the sheet is of what you have to do for the guest in order for it to be called a guest, it makes them nicer food. Why does that matter for chasan kala? The nicer food is the proof that the guest is chashuv enough to then make the chasan kala happy? Or
In general?
Yeah.
In general, it's a demonstration of the simcha, yes. In general, because we said that even if you don't provide the food, but it's a guest who was worthy of the food, that's good enough.
The fact that you would provide food is just...
It just kind of shows that you... Yes, correct.
Which goes back to make that guest is cousin call happy.
Yes. So Shabbos is now also the fact that it's Shabbos. So the Taz, I'm not clear on this Kavod Yom idea. The Beis Shmuel seems to support the idea that it's not about the food. Beis Shmuel is source A. He says, Uktas kasha, kevin de kavod hayom adith, havi hayom kapanam chadashos, v'lama ein mevarachim b'shachas u'besudah shlishis. Right? If it's really the day, shal shodas counts. Da'ala poskim elu mevarachim b'shachpanam chadashos layla v'yom haynu shnei se'udos. He says, these poskim say that we do for panam chadashos night and day, which normally is two meals. Right? On Shabbos, you're going to have this third meal. So he says, if it's about Kavod Yom, it should really be at Seuda Shlishis too. So the fact that he says that indicates it's about Shabbos being Panam Chadashos and not about the particular food at the meal, because they don't have nicer food at Shalashudas as a general rule.
Say Shalashudas in addition? I thought he was saying Shalashudas and not the night.
No, I don't think he's rejecting the night.
I thought you were saying, because once we're saying Kavod Yom Adiv, maybe we should put, since Kavod Yom Adiv, why don't we take two sudas during the day?
You mean Havi Hayom Davka?
Yeah.
I didn't read it that way. Because it's Hayom Kepanam Chadashos. I hear you saying, maybe he's saying not like that, but I don't think it reads right, especially with the continuation of his line. Because he brings a Raya from Kepanam Chadashos being Laila V'yom.
That's what I thought. That's why it says Hainu Shnei Sudos. The fact that other people are going to say Laila and Yom, which is two Sudos.
That's an interesting read.
Why don't we say the two Sudos during the day? Mm-hmm. I'm looking inside. I mean, to see what it's called.
I hear you. I
don't know.
I don't think so, but it's okay. An interesting idea. Does that make you what you're going to say?
Yeah. Isn't there a concept that, like, finding the Kedusha, to say that Shalashur should have more Kavod Yom?
Right. So so I haven't seen that idea, but I've seen something like it. Hold on with the thought. But the first approach for why it includes the Seuda Shnia before we get to Seuda Shlishis seems to be that it's Panam Chadashos extending. The other reason is that they have more food there, which is implied by the Beis Shmuel. And we'll see the Shemir Shabbos Kehilchasa is going to say that regarding Shalashudas also, that if you have a lot of food, then it could count. We'll get back to that. The Aruch HaShulchan In Ibn Ezer, Samach Beis Chavtes notes both possible reasons when he discusses Shalosh Shuddos and Sheva Brachos. The practical application between the difference between the two views would be, what if you have Suda Shnia without a lot of food? Is it really Kavod Yom, therefore there's more food, therefore there's Sheva Brachos? Or is it because it's Ra'i for it, because there's a Simcha of Shabbos, and that's good enough? In which case, even if our Suda Shnia isn't as nice as Friday night, nonetheless, we're still going to do Sheva Brachos. I think the minhag is to just do it and not to wear it. I haven't heard of a case in which Suda Shnia they did not do Sheva Brachos. I would be rather surprised by that. The question then we have to ask is, okay, so what about Shalosh Shuddos? So Shulchan Aruch says, no, we don't do it for Shalosh Shuddos. We saw the Taz, who says, no, you're not Marbe Besuda for Shalosh Shuddos. Then on the other hand, the Aruch HaShulchan says, of course you do. In Samach Beis Chavtes, he brings multiple views. So let's see it. I brought it on your sheet. No, I did not bring it on your sheet. All right, so I'll tell it to you outside. I don't remember why I didn't bring it. But the Aruch HaShulchan brings two views. One view that says yes, because of the joy of the day. The other view that says yes, if they put out a lot of food. That's correct. And the Shemir Shabbos Kehilchasa in Nun Vav, his Perek Nun Vav, his footnote Mem, also quotes this Aruch HaShulchan. Then there's another view that says, do it at Shalosh Shuddos if they have a Dvar Torah that adds Simcha, which we saw the Ramasei in Ibn Ezra Samach Beis Ches. And the Aruch HaShulchan explains in Samach Beis Lamed that it's because Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chelev, or because we add food. The Chachmas Adam does a very funny thing with this in Source Vav. He says, V'chein b'shabes v'yom tov ha'vikipanim chadashos b'su'udas layla v'shachris u'b'su'udas shlishis im ha'chasan doresh ha'vikipanim chadashos v'yimav tzarech panim chadashos. So the Chachmas Adam says, the chasan has to give the Dvar Torah.
He gets that.
Yes. Otherwise I don't understand. Yeah. Why did he say it? The Shemir Shabbat Kehilchasa in Perek Nun Vav, its footnote Lamed Tes, quotes this. And he wonders why I don't apply that during the week also. In other words, if a chazan gives a Dvar Torah, it counts for Shalosh Shuddos. If a chazan gives a Dvar Torah on Tuesday, it also counts for Shalosh Shuddos, for Panim Chadashos. Why shouldn't what's the difference? And in fact, some make that suggestion. We saw last week, right, the Tshuva Sanhagos dealt with the question of saying Sheva Brachos in a circumstance where the ani comes in or something, or you bring the neighbor from down the hall, right? And we said, well, fine, you have a Dvar Torah, and you have the simcha of the Dvar Torah. If it counts for Shalosh Shuddos, that could also count here. Right, so why he has the chasan do it is not clear at all. The Shir Shabbat Kehilchasa in Mem Vav, footnote Mem, quotes the Ramah and says that, yeah, it doesn't seem to have to be the chasan at all, despite the Chachmas Adam. But the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch also brings this idea that it should be the chasan. It's not only the Chachmas Adam. Yeah?
Last week we came to the idea that it should probably seem as though the chasan shouldn't be the one saying it, because in order for the Dvar Torah
it should be Sheva.
To qualify, it has to be Sheva for the chasan Kala, and the chasan's not going to praise himself, presumably.
Like it praise the Kala. That's always good. Yeah, but in a chanami, if it's supposed to, unless it's the simcha that he feels when he's in the Dvar Torah, like he's relieved, it's a great simcha. But the Shemir Shabbat Kehilchasa says, I don't see why it has to be the chasan doing the drasha.
What's the
svar
that the Dvar Torah is
providing
simcha?
Pegudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chelev is this idea. Last week we saw the idea that there's the shevach of the chasan and kala gives him simcha that the Tshuva Sanhagos quoted. Candy is only for a second if you're 5 years old. I mean, when you're older, you want chocolate. Bas v'yayin, per Yom Tov, right? Toys for the kids. The Ramah Mifano tells us what Mitch was talking about. He brings this idea in Mem. The Ramah Mifano, in Source Zion, says, V'ulam, b'divrei sefer aguda shemiyet suda shlishes shal shabbos midin panim chadashos, eini modelo klal. Okay, he quotes a sefer aguda who said, no, shal shus does not count. He says, I disagree. Why? E mishum di'ihi nami tu'unapas, umekad shinbo. He says, because number one, it needs bread, and you make kiddush, which you know Hasidim do. The kolush seudos iskush bekrala hadadi, because all the meals are connected in the pasuk. Kichlu ayom kishabas him lasham ayom l'sinzu basades, and you make kiddush. That's number one. Ve'od yesh sod atzum lechachmei ha'emes bepanim chadashos shel Shabbos shayach besuda shlishes b'shavu l'shar seudos. He says there's a great sod for lechachmei ha'emes regarding the panim chadashos of Shabbos that it relates to shalosh seudos too. Umiyaste hatfilos shalanu kavu b'mincha Shabbos pasuk panai yelechu v'anichosi loch. He says the establishers of the tfilos that we have established in mincha Shabbos, the pasuk that Hashem says to Moshe, right? I'm going to go and I will leave you. Lirmos ha'avaras panim shel zam. They say that it means Hashem is turning away the face of anger. Hamas orim b'chol, which is awakened during the week. Yintu tzilei erev, as the shadows of evening develop. But then he has a little piece about Yitzchak, what I skipped here, a pachad Yitzchak. And then he says, uvesod panim chadashos hamischachos berachmin b'shabes ba'osa shah menucha kedusha la'amo nasa. That the secret of the panim chadashos are the mercy that Hashem awakens at the time of Shalosh Seudos. And that's the time of Menucha and Kedusha, and therefore it makes sense that Shalosh Seudos should count too as Panim Chadashos. It's not Panim Chadashos the way we've been thinking about Panim Chadashos. It's Panim of Rachamim. That's the idea. So I don't know if that's what you were thinking of.
Not quite.
It's not a Malam Kedusha.
Rachamim of what?
Hashem's Rachamim for us in the face of the Panim Shel Zaam that are awakened during the week.
You're in that.
Yes. Well, it's almost as though he's saying it's by definition. This Panim Shel Rachamim is Panim Chadashos, and therefore you do it. It doesn't sound like a straightforward halachic statement.
What does it mean to do with Panim Chadashos?
But again, after the 7 days are over, they can't. I am going back to Ramosha, which I don't know that he's at all interested in. But but you can only be Chasan and Kala for the first week. That's when you have this title. In general, you have whatever status you gain at this meal, but it's not Chasan and Kala status.
What was the first source of Shabbat?
So our first Rachas was taking back Tassim Ruba. The first source was the Gemara Ksubas Dav Zayin. We had Bracha Shabbat and Bracha Shabbat
and Bracha.
And also we had Mesech HaSofrim, right, which we saw there as well. The other piece we're going to come to, actually, there's another piece of Ksuvas that we did not see yet that we're going to come to when we talk about who counts towards the ten. But we'll get to that in a few minutes. Well, the idea of Simcha came to us from the Rishonim, who defined what the Panim Chadashos are that you need to have, and then said Marbin B'Shvilam and Marbin B'Simcha and Marbin B'Seuda. That was Tosfos. By the way, here's an interesting note. The Shemir Shabbos Kehilchasa, in this parak of Nun Vav, in Ha'ar Lamed Ches, he understands the Shulchan Aruch to include also the third meal if you have one on Yom Tov. If you would have a Shalosh Seudos on Yom Tov, remember there's a whole discussion, and we generally assume you don't require a Shalosh Seudos on Yom Tov, but he would do it for that also, even though now it's no longer part of this mitzvah meal, kedusha, anything that we're talking about. Nonetheless, he would count that too. And if you look at the Nitei Gabriel in Nisuin Chelik Beis, Peches Beis Tavav, he gives you a lot of material on this. I didn't look to see if he had anything to what I had here, but it looked like he had an awful lot there about counting Shalosh Seudos or not. But I wanted to move into, and make sure to complete today, the discussion of women in Shabbat Brachos, where exactly they fit. So the first question is, are women able to recite Shabbat Brachos at the meal? Not talking about Shabbos under the chuppah, Shabbat Brachos at the meal. So here it's fairly straightforward. The answer is no, we think. But take a look.
Why would it be different to Shabbat Brachos under the chuppah and Shabbat Brachos at the meal?
Because of the nature of the bracha, as we'll see. Take a look at source Ches. The Rambam, in discussing the Birkas Chasanim that we make, says, "Ubeis Chasanim Mevarachim Birkas Chasanim Achar Arba Brachos Elu B'chol Sudo Suda." Meaning, after benching, you make Sheva Brachos B'chol Sudo Suda Shalchum Sham Ve'ein Mevarachim Brachos Zu Lo Avadim B'lo Ketanim. Those are his only exemptions. He says the Eved doesn't make the bracha and the Katan doesn't make the bracha. Rabbeinu Manoach in the Sefer HaMenucha says the Avadim and Ketanim are out, because they don't count for a zimun. In which case, women are out as well, because they also aren't part of my mezuzah. However, if you look in the sixth volume of Tchumen, Rabbi Joel Wolowelski wrote an article there. It's actually replying to an article that Rabbi Berzon wrote there. I'm not clear. I always assumed that Tchumen was put together as books where, you know, they got articles from different people or whatever. But here he saw his article and then he wrote his response. So I don't know if in the early days that was true for Tchumen. Maybe they put out individual journals and this, with, you know, in the course of the year, and then they just compiled them into the volumes that we have. But in any case, it's a response to an article by Berzon there. Rabbi Wolowelski says, Birkas Chasanim at a meal is different from Birkas Chasanim under the Chuppah, which Rabbi Berzon had spelled out in his article there too. And he says, it's a function of mizuman. Women are obligated in mizuman for benching, if they are present and there are three there, right? Whether women are alone and doing a mizuman as three women, or whether it's women having an obligation to stay for benching. Did I bring you that Shulchan Aruch on here?
Yes.
Yeah, in Yud. I have to come back to Yishtim Kabetzis, but take a look in Yud. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Nashim Mizamnos La'atzman Rishus. Women may choose to do the Mizuman if they want on their own. Mishnah Berurah has his discussion about why it's Rishus, whether you know, the Chachamim were worried they wouldn't be literate enough to be able to do it, whatever it is. But if they eat with males, chayavos, they are obligated. It's not rishus anymore. And their yotzei, they fulfill their obligation with our mezuman. In other words, if women are sitting at a meal and there is a mezuman of males, women are obligated to wait to hear the mezuman. They're not entitled to bench and leave early. That's the upshot. So he says women are obligated in mezuman. If so, they are a part of whatever is happening here with Sheva Brachos, and presumably they could even recite the Bracha. Barring any concern about being Tzenua, whatever it is, but he will say that they seem to qualify. His basis for saying that it's a function of Mizuman is the following. Number one, he says, we need 10, just like a Mizuman has this requirement of 10. Number two, Avadim and Ketanim don't count, because they're not part of Mizuman. So that's why they don't count for this too, like that Rabbeinu Manoach. And number three, Rav Moshe has a classic tshuva. I mentioned it last week or the week before regarding what to do at a wedding if you can't stay for Sheva Brachos because you are mechuyev in mezuman and you should be there for Sheva Brachos. And what Rav Moshe there says is if you find a way to eliminate your mezuman obligation, and he offers you options there. If you find a way to eliminate your mezuman obligation, then you're not obligated to stay for Sheva Brachos. So obviously it's Habah Atalia. He says one depends on the other, and therefore, he says, since women are capable of doing mezuman, women are part of the, and they're obligated in mezuman, therefore women would be obligated in Sheva Brachos at the least, they wouldn't be allowed to leave. In the event that that Sheva Brachos, in the event the meal qualifies for Sheva Brachos, they would be part of that. I'm actually going to come back to that point in a little bit. So he contends that women do potentially count for this. Potentially, if I remember correctly, and the truth is, I looked at his article quickly this time around. Also, it wasn't as clear to me as last time. But I believe he says yes that women would be able to say the Sheva Bracha. So Berzon there gets to write a rebuttal. After his piece, he has an added note, and he disagrees. He says that the need for 10 is a function of Sheva Brachos and not a function of Mizuman. And he says, I'll prove it to you. When it comes to Mizuman of 10, you can use a Katan to count towards your 10. When it comes to Sheva Brachos, we say not. We say we excluded Katan, and the Rambam wrote that explicitly. So he says, if it was really a function of Mizuman, then you could use a Katan. There's more to see on this. If you look at the Emes Liyakov, which you can find online, to Brachos Mem Hamad Beis, Dior Maskel Lufizet, he has another piece. The upshot is, I have not seen any posek who was willing to have women say the Sheva Brachos. There seemed to be no acceptance of it, other than this Ha'ara from Rabbi Wolowelski.
So they can't for the 10 or just...
So counting, he will count them for the 10 for sure. The only question is, will they also...
What do you mean counting them for the 10?
I'm sorry, no, he can't count them for the 10 because it's a function of mezuman.
Right. Yeah.
Right, no, you're right. He can't be saying they count them for the 10. He's only saying they can actually say the Sheva Brachos. So it would appear. Although I seem to remember him indicating that he does. The
If we say that the fact that they maybe can say them is because they're higher than the Zoman, but they're not, they're still, you know, they're higher to say, they're not actually perfect. I mean, they don't create it.
Well, the thing is, the reason why we don't count them for the Mizuman is because we don't mix men and women. That's where it comes from.
Right.
The idea that it's not right to have them together. But then theoretically, they would count. The problem is then, do you say Shasim Chol B'mahona, which we have to come back to. I wanted to get to that.
But then if they theoretically would count, then they theoretically could say
that. That's his thesis. His thesis is fairly straightforward.
And all this kind of funny because most of them aren't.
Yes. In a Hanami. But,
but does this machlokas have any bearing on whether women are can function as Panim Chadashos?
So, Panim Chadashos I'm going to come back to. I'm going to come back to Panim Chadashos. In terms of counting women as, you know, for, you know, as part of the ten, the general take is no, and just assumed to be no. If you take a look at the Shita Mekubetzes that I brought you in source tests, he says, "V'od kasu b'tosu shein kari panu chadashos ala kishaba adam chashuv." Right, panu chadashos has to be an important person. So lahava taman meikara wasn't there before. Shiroi laharbo simcha b'shvilo, for whom we would enjoy. V'isha lav bas hachi klal. He says a woman doesn't do that. Afal pi shi chashuva, even though she is important. Even you have a woman come there for whom everybody says, oh, we have to add food and joy and all that. Nonetheless, she doesn't count. Why? Shein panam chadashos elo lemisha roi lihimanos ba'asara shal birgas chasanim. He says, because you can't count as panam chadashos unless you count in the ten. So he just takes it as a given. We're going to come back to the question of whether she counts as panam chadashos, because we'll have to see some surprises there. But the Shita Mekubetzes takes it as a given. In discussing whether she counts as panim chadashos, he takes it as a given that she doesn't count as among the asara for birkas chasanim. You know, again, Rabbi Wolowalski will dissent, but that's his statement. Rabbi Berzin also has more on this in his article in Tchum and Tav. So then the question is: are women in fact allowed to leave before sheva brachos? So according to Rabbi Wolowalski, it appears they'd be obligated to stay. Rabbi Berzon disagrees with him, saying, number one, I believe it's not part of the Zimun. I think this is actually a separate bracha. But second, he says, the Shulchan Aruch's requirement that women should stay for benching, that we saw in that source in Shulchan Aruch, is a chumrah. There's a machlokes, and Rav Sadia Gaon is the minority view, and Rav Sadia Gaon said they should stay, and therefore, you know, the Shulchan Aruch says, I want to be machmeh for Rav Sadia Gaon's position. But he said most Rishonim say that women are allowed to leave, that women and Mezuman is entirely Rishus, even if there are males present. So he says, therefore, I'm not going to now extend that to apply to say women have to stay for Sheva Brachos also. It's the dissent. But if you take the view that women are in fact Mechuyev for Zimun, then, you know, assuming you accept the idea that Sheva Brachos is somehow an extension of Mezuman, then they would have to stay. So let's get to the question of whether women count for Panim Chadashos. The classic source that everybody is up in arms about is the Chasam Sofer. Take a look at source Yud Aleph. The Chasam Sofer is commenting on an idea that Tosfos proposes that maybe you should require 20 for Sheva Brachos. Because the Makhelos Baruch Hu Elokim, Makhelos is plural. Each Kahal is 10, and therefore it is 20. So he says, "Iyashur lomar de makhelos lashon rabenu kolel hani." Lashon rabim kolel hani trei kehilos. He says you can't say that makhelos is two groups. Meaning, right, because there was another idea that that's what he's commenting on here. That it's 11. Yud shel birkas chasanim and ve'achad shel panim chadashos. He says the lo dami yahadadi, because the two kehilos are different. Because he says the call for Birkas Chasanim is 10 adults non-avadim. K'mosh kasef Rambam perik beis nivrachos. Ukihila de panim chadashos sagi afilu beisha v'katan. Kol shem arvim besimcha v'avurom. Whereas panim chadashos, he says, can be isha v'katan as well. Right? Unlike that first call. So the Chasam Sofer writes explicitly that isha counts. He doesn't even blink. He doesn't need to prove it. He doesn't, whatever. He's like, of course everybody knows that. As long as they're married before her, she counts. On the other hand, the Ritva in Ksuvos was explicit that we don't. We've seen that Ritva. He quotes from Tosas that the Isha does not count, even if she's Chashuva. We saw the Shita Mekubetzes, right, which was the same as that Ritva, so I didn't bother to bring the Ritva on your sheet. The Pesachei Tshuva says no as well. The Mishnah Halachos and the Ber Moshe both wrestle with this. Take a look at the Yudbeis where I brought you from the Mishnah Halachos. He says, Imishum divrei marana chasim sofer zal. If your reason for saying that she should count is because of the chasim sofer, lefini yazadi eino raya. He says, it's not a proof. V'adrava kvarek sheisi aleim. He says, I'm just the opposite. I'm upset about what the chasim sofer had to say. Which we've already seen. It's the direct quote from the Shita Mekubetzes. And then as far as the Chasim Sofer, he says, yes, Sarachil. The Ber Moshe also, in Ches, Reish, Lamed, Vav, goes through the same problem. The Nite Gavriel in Nisun Chelik Beis Pei Zayin Gimel also. All of them just say, I don't know what to do with this Chasim Sofer, because you have a Shita Mekubetzes who says no. And further, the Gemara in Ksuvos that talks about the brachos, there it's actually chuppah, but they connect it to the brachos of the meal. You have it in source Chaf Aleph on your sheets, because I'm going to quote it later on. Says, we get 10 for Birkas Chazanim from Boaz. And with Boaz, he gathers Asara Anashim, 10 men. So they say no. It's males, and it's supposed to be males down the line. The Mincha L'Chaim, who I've quoted before, in Tezvav Yudalid, quotes of Chaim Kanievsky answering the question by simply saying, "Go look at the Pesachei Tshuva," because the Pesachei Tshuva says that they do not. So you have the Chasim Sofer on one side, and then Ritva Shita Mekubetzes and everybody else quoting them on the other side. But we're not done. Because the Kilas Yaakov in Ksuvos Vav, the Simon Vav, looks at it differently. He says, go back to the Machlokas about why we say Sheva Brachos, which we've referred to any number of times. Do we say Sheva Brachos because people having Panam Chadashos there increases the joy, and therefore we have to recite Brachos because of our joy? Or is it because the people who showed up who are new have a personal obligation to recite the Bracha at some point? If it's the former, so the women can cause joy also. Isha Chashuva shows up, there's Simcha. If it's the latter, then women don't have a chiyuv because they don't count for the 10 under the chuppah because it's Vayikach Boaz Asara Anashim, and therefore they're not going to do it. So the Kilas Yaakov says, whether women are going to count as Panam Chadashos depends on that machlokas that we saw way back when about why we say Sheva Brachos in the first place. So that if you take a look at the Yismach Lev, I brought you here on the sheet of Sirsi Gimbal. The Yismach Lev is one of these collections that have been written in the last 5 years and put on HebrewBooks.org, questions asked to Gedolim. So if you take a look there, he says that, first of all, he says the Chasim Sofer is following the rush, that it's about causing joy. And then he writes, V'chein hora moran hagon Rebbe Yashiv shlita, v'isha chashuva shemar ben b'shvila nechshavet l'panam chadashos. Rebbe Yashiv says that a woman does count as panam chadashos. V'od amar li tamad chacham echad deshalu l'maran hagon Rebbe Yashiv shlita, d'harei haritva hana kasa abdeit isha nechshavet l'panam chadashos. He said to Rebbe Yashiv, what do you do? V'heishu te poskim kem halacha. He said, no, we don't pass him like the ritva. So Rebbe Yashiv was on the side of accepting women as Panam Chadashos. Okay. Because of the Svara. Because saying that this is really a machlokes about why we do Panam Chadashos. If it's about creating joy, so the woman being there can also create joy. It's only if it's about the person who is Panam Chadashos having a personal chiyuv to say the bracha that we're going to say that Isha doesn't count. That's his way to take it, and he's not inventing it. It's the Kilas Yaakov.
You remind
us?
Sorry? You remind
us? For your Talmud, probably Yashiv, for sure. The Yismach Lev, by the way, has more than just questions. I'm remembering now what I had seen there. He has more than just questions. There are other things in the Kilas
Yaakov. I feel like I've never...
I don't want to degrade him.
I feel like I've never seen
that. Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen it either. What I could envision what I could envision, and yeah, maybe after I turn off the recording, I'll tell what I could envision. The in terms of this issue of Shasim Chav and Ma'ono in a mixed group, so there are three voices of concern here that contribute to this. Number one is the Sefer Hasidim, who writes in Source Yadal, it Ksiv, Hod v'hadar lefanav, oz v'ched v'bimekomo, the Pasuk says in Divrei Yom. So, there is joy before him, in his place, that's why we say a bracha, that there is joy in Hashem's ma'on. So the Sefer Hasidim writes, "Kol ha'mavarech sha'simcha b'ma'ono tzarech lachkor im kimu v'gilu b'ra'ada im ra'ada b'makom gila." He's following up on something that I skipped in the interest of space and time, but he says, in order to fulfill this requirement to fulfill the requirements for sha'simcha b'ma'ono, you have to have fulfilled the status of gilu b'ra'ada, that there's a trembling involved in your joy im ra'ada b'makom gila. But if a man marries a woman who is inappropriate for him, he lo kachas ish she'eno hagun, or she takes a husband who's not appropriate for her. Oh, shneim einam hagunim, or if they're both rotten. Oh, ein tarbus sham v'nivol pe beneim, or if there is no culture there, if they have repellent speech among them. Oh, nashim yoshmas bein ha'anashim, or if there's mixed seating she'er hurim sham, so that the thoughts that are going on are inappropriate. Lo yitach in the varach shasim chavim. Oh no, he says, then you can't say this bracha. That's one voice, is that the issue is Hashem isn't happy. There's no simcha for this. The second is similar to his point about here, where the Bach writes in Source Tezvav, "Bekrakau noagin shebeseuda sheosim b'leil sheni mevarchin asher bara v'lo shasim chavim ma'ono." He says the minhag in Krakow in the 17th century is that the second night, when they do Shabbat brachos, they don't say Shasim Chav Ma'ono. V'hu tema, he says, this is shocking. V'lo matzasi shum tam le minhagam ze. El lefi shesu'uda zos ketanahi, u'moshimin ha'anashim v'anashim yachat v'cheder echad. He says, the only reason I could think of for why they do this is because they have a small meal, and because it's small, they use only one room, and so the men and the women are together in the same room. V'kasa of the minhagim, he quotes the minhagim, by which he means the minhagim de Tirna, which you have on the Bar Ilan. I brought you the reference in the brackets. He says if it's only males, then you do it. But that's my way to explain the minhag in Krakow. Is because of this. It's because of the hirhurim that come up. The Chasim Sofer quotes a Yerushalmi here to explain why you wouldn't say Shasim Chav Ma'ono. If your woman who is Panim Chadashos is sitting there, you won't say Shema Brachos, you'll say Shesh Brachos. You won't say Shasim Chav Ma'ono. In Tezayin, he says, Lebracha lo sagi delav zikenim. He says, in order to say the bracha, you need to have zikenim. He's talking, Yerushalmi Masik, Mikan Shemos Shivin zikenim abate mishtals. Therefore, in Yerushalmi, they say, then that was the practice. They would have Zekanim specifically be in the Beis HaMishnah, wrote Salomar, but he changes it. It's not that the Yerushalmi is saying that they would do this in order to have them there for the bracha. He gives you a different spin on why you have the Zekanim sitting there. Wrote Salomar, l'hashkiach ala'am shalo yifrotzu. V'chein pirusham b'fnei Moshe. It's in order to keep law and order there. V'efshe shehu me'inyin sheva brachos k'mo shekasav abach shalo lebracha b'shat taroz anashim v'nashim she'in simcha l'malo. It could be that contributes to Sheva Brachos, to prevent impropriety. So he has this idea that it's to satisfy the Boaz model of having Zikanim in the group, and that Yerushalmi, he says, is to prevent impropriety. So those are the three different voices, the three main voices on this issue. At the same time, I have yet to see a Sheva Brachos where they did not say Shasim Chav Ma'ono, even though there were men and women in the same room. I've never seen that. Maybe I travel in the wrong circles, but I haven't seen it. Rav Avadia has a discussion on this in it's Chilek Vav, Evan Ezer Tess. He has sources and discussion on the need to have the Kala present. Whether you can do Shav Brachos with if just the Chasen is there, if the Kala is not feeling well or whatever it is. That's a side note. Okay. Last halachic piece on this is attending Shav Brachos during Havelus. So we do have a heter for somebody to attend during Shloshim, even during Shloshim, in order to complete the minyan. where they're needed for that purpose. If you take a look on the sheet, at source Yud Ches, the Russian boy Kadan writes, V'kasav harab of Yehuda Barceloni Zal, yeshino gen shenichnasim besoch yud beis chodesh lebeis hachupa lishmoa habrachos o levaker, avalola achila. Right? He says some go in during the year of Avelos to hear Shabbat brachos or to visit, you know, see how everybody's doing, but not to eat. And then on the other hand, some say no, don't go in at all. Ramban said you can't. He says there's simcha even when they're not eating. As you see in the Gemara in Sukkah, the Chaim Beis, where they talk about the chuppah in the Sukkah. V'chein noag in Ba'ashkenaz b'soch yud beis chodesh omid chutz l'bayis l'shmoa brachas v'yeron chutz l'bayis klal. And he says that's the practice in Ashkenaz, says the Rosh, that that they don't go despite the despite Rabbi Yehuda Barceloni. So that goes Ashri. There comments in Yud Tes. V'asur le'achol bein im achasan bein im hashamashim ad la'achar lamid yom. No eating, whether with the chasan or even with the people who are serving, until after shloshim. Va'filu cheder echod shelo b'makom achupa. I should say, but even if they're in a different room. He quotes the Or Zeruah in this, Mariah, the Or Zeruah. He quotes the Or Zeruah to say, if you need him for the 10, then he'd be able to do so. The Or Zeruah is found in Chelek Beis Avelus Taf Mem Zayin, and is based in turn on Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is what I brought you here in source Chaf. Omer of Yochanan, lovin beribis lechaburas mitzvah lekiddush hachodesh. Rabbi Yochanan says you will be allowed to borrow money on interest, which the mafarshim there say is ribis derabanan, in order to be able to fund chaburas mitzvah and kiddush hachodesh. So the idea is that his chaburas mitzvah is the seuda that you're doing here, the seuda for the chasan and kala. So you could override it derabanan. There's a lot of discussion about this Yerushalmi. It's not simple and straightforward. But he's taking it as you can override a derabanan in order to enable a sudas mitzvah. So that's what you're doing here by participating in order to make the 10. And Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes this in his notes to Yerudea Shin Sadi Aleph Gimel. In the classic Black Sefer on Avelus, Rabbi Goldberg, so he notes that the Or Zeruah did not say it was fine within Shloshim. The Or Zeruah just mentioned this. He did not say Shloshim. But the Ashri may be extrapolated from the fact that the Or Zeruah did not make any distinction at all. And so maybe that's the basis for the Hetzer. Rabbi Goldberg himself suggests this could even apply to serving as Panim Chadashos. And he quotes Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach as agreeing with him, but other contemporary poskim disagreeing. Clearly it's better not to. But this may be a justification. Okay. Just a nice thought to conclude from Ramosha, from his Dibros Moshe, it's Ksuvos Ches Aleph, on why we require 10 at a chuppah. So here's something you can use as a short Dvar Torah at a Sheva Brachos before you then Mishabeach Chasan Mekala. The Gemara in Ksuvos, which I quoted earlier, and now you see it here in Chaf Aleph, says the way we know 10 for Birkas Chasanim is from Boaz. When he's going to marry Rus, he does this whole deal. Vayikacha Sarano Shimi Zikne Ha'ir. He gathers 10 from the Zikanim and he says, Shuvo Vayeshevu. So Ramosha says this applies also, as I mentioned earlier, to the Shevrachos that are going on at the meal, as opposed to Shevrachos under the Chuppah. So he says there are two reasons for Mitzvah's Simcha. The one is that we want the Chasan and the Kala to be Besimcha. Right, just like part of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So we want them to be b'simcha. And then the second is that in general there should be simcha that Beis Yisrael has been constructed. That the Jewish people are now being added to, because now you have another Jewish home. So he says we accomplish this simcha by having everybody gather together. The way you create simcha is by everybody getting together. If you take a look at Source Chaf Beis, he quotes you the Rambam in Hilchos Lulav. The Rambam writes, "Aval pi shekol ha-moedos mitzvah lismoach b'hen." Granted that every Yom Tov has a mitzvah of simcha, the Chag HaSukkos ha'is Hashem b'mikdash simcha yisera. Shenamar v'usmachtam lefnei Hashem lekechem shivaz yamim. This extra mitzvah of usmachtam, you shall be happy. V'keitzad ha'yuhosin. What did they do for simcha? The Rambam writes, "Erev Yom Tov harishon ha'yim mitaknim b'mikdash makom la'anashim milamala ho'anashim milamata." there is a separation. And he talks about the whole big celebration that they would make. Right? So Rav Moshe writes in Source Chav Gimel, Mistaber shehu mishum din hasimcha sheika benisuin sheva asifas am ika simcha. It's when everybody gets together, that's what simcha, when Jews are gathered together. The ashkechan vasimcha shintos bachagasukos hayezeb ribui am ayin v'rambam perechas milulav, which we just saw, shayisa asimcha b'shvil chagasukos sheika bo mitzvah simcha yisera der pesach hashavuos ika rakhi of simcha davas korban simcha v'gam shiyas sameach leiv, smach leiv. He says the other Yom told him you have a korban simcha and you have the idea of being sameach in your heart who b'nei beso, and you do the basiv yayin and the delicacies for the kids and the begadim and the tachshitim for the women, like the Gemara Pesachim says that that's what makes them happy. Leave it to the Gemara Pesachim. But the but he says that's the general mitzvah. Ubasukos who owed mitzvah simcha shum inyan acher shemiskatzin ha'am b'mitzvah shumaraktin u'misapkin u'kedoma. The celebration that they do at the Beis Hamikdash, that's an added element of simcha which you don't see in the other occasions. And he writes, that's why you have the Havamin in Tosfos of requiring the Makhelos, more than 10, because it's this idea of Rov Am. The more the merrier. That's what's going to create the simcha for them. And so that's why we require 10 at a chuppah, and why we require 10 for Sheva Brachos. It's because when you gather people together, that's what creates greater simcha, and this wonderful chasen and kala is such a wonderful circle of friends. They all came together, v'chule v'chule. And then you can praise the chasen and kala appropriately. So, God willing, next week we will not have a shir because.